Hello, it's Friday the 20th of November. I'm Paddy Gerard, that's Rob Palmer, and welcome to our podcast, everyone.
Oh, jolly good day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? The Woi Woi Rugby League Club need a bit of help.
Yep, it's not too late. We want to get them back for season 2021.
Oh, and why do you hear what my daughter, Greta, she's six, what she thinks of my burger?
Oh, Rob is so up himself. And we had a very interesting forum today.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
We've got a very special forum this morning. We brought in a guest.
Well, yeah, I've asked Hayley to come in. She's a producer at Triple M, and well, something happened this morning that floored me. Thanks for coming with us, Hayley.
Now, Hayley, good morning.
I'd like to
demonstrate something for everyone. That is a lovely perfume.
That is a
Hayley.
Lovely perfume.
What's that called?
It's called Marc Jacobs.
There you go.
Marc Jacobs now, and Daisy.
Daisy, yes.
Could you enlighten us, please, Hayley, as to how Paddy asked about your perfume this morning as you bumped into him in the hallway?
Well, I heard my name get said, so I wandered over and then Paddy's like, "Hayley, can I sniff you?"
Right.
And it was consensual. I was like, yeah. He didn't really say anything about the smell or anything, but he's like, "Can I sniff you?" And I was just like,
"No, look,
sure.
Your Honour, in a court of law,
don't.
That is Hayley's, that's her account.
Okay.
My account, Your Honour, was because I walked outside and I smelt this perfume. And I said to Maddie, who also works here, I said, gee, that's a nice perfume. And then Mazzy was sitting there and I went to sniff her. But then Hayley walked up the corridor. I mean, that smells so nice. And I do recall you put out your wrist.
I did. I was like, oh, I'll just give you my wrist to smell.
And I sniffed her wrist.
You could have said then that you were actually trying to stop him.
I could have just knocked him out then and there as well.
Is this the first workmate to sniff you?
It is, yes.
Okay, then.
Gosh, you're making it worse.
I have people compliment my smell a few times, but never actually ask to sniff me.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
well, I didn't ask to scratch and sniff, though. Like, you know, the
come on.
But in my defence, now, what have I got on my screen? Because I wanted to check it out. I've got Marc Jacobs Daisy.
Daisy, yes.
And then I've written it down because I think my wife would smell.
Oh, no.
You want your wife to smell like me?
No, I don't want my wife. See, this is getting out of control now.
What are you going
to
do with that?
I'll have to stop wearing this to the workplace.
Oh, she's actually away for the weekend.
Oh, no.
Lucky her.
Stop
Lucky
it.
Her.
You need to leave right now. I'll tackle him.
Hold him back. So all it was it's for Christmas. If you want to buy your missus something or your partner, Marc Jacobs Daisy, that was the underlying message.
So everyone can smell like Hayley.
10 out of 10 recommend.
That's right. Smell like Hayley. It's actually on the internet now.
I should get sponsored.
Thank you, Hayley. And I apologise for my friend.
Now, Chrissy from Wyoming, please call on 133353. The forum this morning.
Do you think you've dug yourself out of that?
No, it is a compliment. That is a term of endearment.
Can I sniff you?
It's a term of endearment to say to someone, "That is such a nice smell. I would like to buy it for my wife."
Poor Hayley was like a rabbit in headlights. What did he just say? Yeah, yes, here's my hand.
Is it wrong?
Please be gentle when you're sniffing me.
Is it wrong to sniff your workmate?
Kylie from Wyoming, just picture this. You're walking down towards the water cooler at work and you are approached by a colleague who just says, "Kylie, can I sniff you?" What do you do?
Run the other way because it's rather creepy.
Oh, you have this.
Especially now that we know.
Sorry, Paddy. I'm your biggest fan, but that's a little bit on the creepy side.
This is staged.
Is it a nice scent that would be good for a female and good for a male? Because I need to get my partner something for his
Now you want to buy something.
Okay, I'll give you a tip. This is what I use. I use Drac Noir. I don't know whether that's correct pronunciation. And it's from Guy LaRoche.
I've never got close enough to Paddy to sniff him.
Why haven't you, Rob? Right. I mean, you should be sniffing Paddy.
I'm worried about where he'll put his hand.
Anyway, Kylie,
can you get me a sample, Paddy?
He has taken this so out of context. That's all. Thank you very much.
Sample. Paddy will deliver the full package.
Goodbye, Kylie. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you for calling. We've got Bob from Cooley Wong.
G'day, Bob.
G'day, mate.
How you going, Paddy and Rob? Geez, I give you a hard time that last time. The other fella, that was terrible. I'm sorry about that.
I know, Bobby, yeah. I know. But look, sniffing your workmates, is there anything
wrong? If someone
puts
on perfume, then I reckon they're expecting But I think the rough one is when someone does the Maverick and slider thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Slider.
Crash and burn,
hey,
huh,
slider.
Yeah,
you slider. Stink.
You stink. Yeah, hang on, that's just me. I didn't put this on. I was born with this. It's whatever. But if someone's gone and splashed a bit of, what did you call, I don't know,
perfume.
What Hayley had on. But
oh, Mark Jacobs sounded
nice. I mean, I was orally trying to nasal that. I'm going, what would that smell like?
Oh, well, it smells
but
like
you're dead
nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't want it to be your missus because that's too many wrong issues. You go, yeah. Chef, everyone has to smell differently.
That's right. So, because Paddy's asked if he should buy some for his wife. Now, Hayley thinks that Paddy wants his
Man,
wife to smell like her.
The wrong place there.
All right, okay, all right, okay. That's, yeah, taking it out of context. Look, that's what you've done.
You have honourable intentions. You know, your heart's in the right place. No one's questioning that. It's just your method. We've got to work on your
all
method.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Happy to get rid of Pete. Ooh, now, baby, please just go. A celebrity who sometimes sounds a little bit crazy.
It's not too often, Rob, that we have a president on, but when we do,
no.
We, you know.
We even put tassels on the red carpet.
Yes, we did for our chat this morning with the president of the Woi Woi Rugby League Football Club. His name is Paul Wright. He joins us this morning. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us on.
No problems, mate. Hey, listen, I do know that Woi Woi Rugby Club, we need the help of the Central Coast.
We definitely do, guys. Yeah, look, as all clubs have gone through COVID, it's been a really tough year. Woi Woi Rugby League Club, seniors, juniors, and all clubs really on the coast have all struggled. But we're all trying to get back on board and have a very exciting 2021, and hopefully there's no restrictions so we can get everybody back on board and everyone through the gates and help the clubs out.
Yeah, that's it. So what can people on the Central Coast do to help out Woi Woi Rugby League?
Mate, we're looking for sponsors. We've just got a new committee that we're working through at the moment. We just got elected, I got elected in on Monday with a vice president, DJ Markham. And also we've got a delegate in Justin Markham as well. So look, we're still working. We're looking for secretaries, treasurers and stuff. So we're working through that process. Also, we're looking to get coaching staff on board, obviously, so we can attract some players. But the big one, obviously, to get those guys is to get some sponsors, local sponsors, anybody that can help out. Much appreciated. We've obviously lost the backing of our league's club that was closed down due to COVID-19, and which in turn has obviously lost the backing of the East group. So pretty much we're standalone, but the club's been around 91 years, mate, so I'm sure there's a lot of old boys out there that want to get involved, and we really want to give back and, you know, get the community involved and give back to our juniors as well and try and get the juniors coming through the club.
Paul, if there have been anyone associated with the club, any businesses around Woi Woi or the Central Coast who would like to help out Woi Woi Rugby League Club and get them back on the road to victory, what do they do? Who can they contact? Is there a Facebook page or what's the go?
Yeah, mate, there's obviously the Woi-woi Rugby League Facebook page. They can jump onto the Facebook and they can find our details on there. Alternatively, they can contact myself. And 0410-642-717. But, you know, we might even be able to put our details in with Triple M, mate. Guys might be able to catch up through you. Will you help?
Yeah, that'll be good. We'll put this on Triple M's Facebook page.
Indeed.
And then if anyone would like to sponsor and help the club out, because, as you said, been going for over 90 years.
And sometimes people will think, they'll go, oh, you know what, maybe I can help out here, but is that really going to help at all? It doesn't matter how small. If you think you can help out, ask how you might be able to, and there's surely something for everyone.
Exactly, guys. Look, it doesn't matter, mate. We've got jumper sponsors, sure sponsors, but... You know, we've got different things. We've got a few avenues we want to go down. We've got the Roosters Perch. You know, it's $150, guys, just to jump in there, be a member, get a shirt, jump up into the clubhouse, have a few beers with the boys on a Saturday, which is the other thing, too, is the football this year is on a Saturday, which is, I think, great. Also, by the time the guys are finished, is, you know, we can get back to your local clubs and pubs and restaurants and sort of help out that way.
Carry on and have a great day. Well, look, Paddy looks great in a barbecue apron, so I'm sure he'll be able to get out there and attract some attention too.
I'm sure we might get you guys onto a home game at Woi-woi, and I'm sure you guys will pull the crowd through. And just one other thing too, we've got the local Jade Mason coming back to the club.
So Jade Mason's coming back to the club, mate.
Yeah, final swan song, guys. So, yeah, we want to get the old boys back in and follow him. And, all good for the club moving ahead and moving forward. Thanks, guys.
Okay, I'm going to pass you a piece of paper. Thank you, sir. Oh, you've got it there.
Yeah, I've got it.
It's a picture of a burger.
Mm-hmm.
This burger is the hottest thing you'll ever eat.
Ooh. It looks like me.
Yeah. Where's the name of it? It's called...
The beef patty.
No, it's got death in the name. This is well prepared. Death sauce. They have a death sauce. death by something. It's got death sauce.
Okay, the Carolina Reaper. Is that what they call it?
It's the hottest burger ever. You have to sign a waiver before you actually are allowed to eat it.
Actually, I think it is the Carolina Reaper. But we have here locally, I want to know, Bremen's Patisserie, because that was home of the Flaming Ron. That was at your minor. Is that still, they still sell the hot pies there? Because I haven't been there for a while. And you had to sign a disclaimer before you have the pie.
Well, yeah, you eat something that's too hot, you could close your throat right up.
I know.
This has got Australian grass-fed beef patties, bacon, jalapenos, which are hot anyway, cheese, tomato, lettuce, pickles, aioli, and the mouth-watering death sauce.
Yeah.
Now, this stuff... It's 700% hotter than a normal jalapeno, this death sauce. 700%. It was funny this came that I saw this thing about the burgers because I actually made burgers on the weekend for my family. No death sauce.
Yeah.
It was pretty standard. Yeah. I've got a good recipe for my burgers. I have a small bun, so it's like a slider.
Yeah.
And then I have cheese, meat patty with tomato sauce, onion, egg, tomato, pickles, beetroot, and lettuce.
Yeah, do you go the pineapple?
King of burger. Never put pineapple on a burger.
Okay, fair enough. Nor do I.
Well, thank you. Look at us agreeing.
Gee, beetroot optional for me, but it gives that sweetness,
I love the beetroot. Now, my kids, of course, don't like everything on it, so I put the bowls of each little item out on the table, and everyone makes their own.
Select.
So we had burgers on the weekend. The kids thought they were fantastic. I actually asked Greta if she'd like to mention to anyone what she thought of Dad's burger, because I was quite proud of it. This is what she said.
That was the best burger I've ever tasted in my whole life. And thank you for making it, because it was... If Patty would make a burger, I would say Dad's would be better than Patty's.
All right, you're on, pal.
I did not.
Greta.
I did not
you
ask
did
her to
once
say that.
Again,
she's
you
6
co-
years old. She's just honest and innocent.
You coerced. You. That was orchestrated for your daughter to have a go at my cooking
you
ability.
Seen the look on her face when she realised that she had you, Patty. Patty, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Patty and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?